Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. If you just joined us, we actually used pet toothpaste here on the Hawk and Tom Show, and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And Cato has finally pulled himself together a little bit.
I still yet to go brush my teeth with regular toothpaste.
This will tie in, and I'm kind of curious to know if you would do it. It is expensive, but some place called Gemini Genetics, they take the DNA of your deceased pet and create an identical copy of your deceased pet. Celebrities are doing this, and some have even cloned their pets twice, and it can cost up to $80,000 and take up to a year.
You just lost me at the price.
Yeah, but I know.
I'm curious to know, because we've seen these clones, and they don't always look the same as the previous thing.
They don't, but do they act the same? Do they have
that
same?
Okay. I mean, if they don't look the same, I really don't think they'll act the same.
I mean, I know twins that act totally different.
Well, right. Yeah, that's true. But there's a taboo, they say, around cloning your pet, especially, still, because it's a new science. But they say the same way your mobile phones have evolved the past 20 years, so is cloning. So cloning is the technology has advanced quite a bit in the past 20 years.
Has it advanced to where they can actually make it look like your old pet?
I don't think so,
because I don't see the point otherwise. I mean, I can get a Pomeranian that looks just like one of my old dogs, and I don't have to pay all that extra money.
But if it has the same temperament, that would make a difference.
I just don't think that happens.
Because your dogs don't have the same temperament.
They do. Yeah. They're actually, Pomeranians all have a lot of things in common, but then they have individual personalities, too.
You know what? Pomeranians made a list of the 6 breeds that commonly bark at other dogs.
That's true.
Things.
My dog is a barker.
So if you are going to clone one, here's the one to clone. Apparently, the Labrador Retriever. They are the best behaved breed of dogs out there. Labrador Retriever.
But again, just get a new one.
Worst behaved. What do you think it is?
Probably smart dog.
A Siberian Husky, they say,
really?
Is the worst behaved dog out there.
I don't know if that is a smart one.
And of course, German Shepherds and stuff, they are smart, but boy, they're feisty. But they say the poll ranked the abilities to follow commands and temperament. Shih Tzu ranked the best in terms of temperament, meaning they're least likely to whine, destroy things, and ingest foreign objects.
That's my boo.
Yeah, our dogs like to ingest foreign objects. Actually, it's mostly one of our dogs.
Yes.
We took him to the vet the first time. Now we're just like, good luck. You keep eating that stuff, eventually you're going to die, and I'm not going to be upset. But I really will.
6 breeds that commonly bark, they include the Havanese or something?
I believe that's correct.
Havanese, the miniature Schnauzers, the Dachshunds, or as Tom says, Dachshunds.
Dachshunds.
Dachshunds. Pembroke Welsh Corgis bark a lot, and Pomeranians, along with Yorkshire Terriers.
Yeah.
So I now have Frank my Dachshund. And what's so funny, I don't know if he... I really don't know.
You did what to your Dachshund?
He franked him.
No. Frank is my Dachshund now. Yeah, I have two dogs. And you open the door, you let him out, he'll just go barking. Like, you know, nothing there. It's like, I just want everybody to know I'm about to go pee-pee. So he barks and lets the neighborhood know. I'm like, what are you barking at?
When I dog sit, it's a Havanese.
Yeah.
And he's a barker.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as I take him out on the leash, he'll hear something that don't even see anything and start barking like he's running towards something. I'm like, there's nothing there, Jazz.
Yeah.
But he's a cool guy.
It's kind of weird. And the things that the dogs do after they, like, use the restroom, like, when they go number two, does your dog, like, you know how they do their legs out straight real quick?
Yeah, Pomeranians do that.
It's like they're digging in the grass.
I do it sometimes when there's no one in the bathroom downstairs.
You're done with your session and you just stick your legs straight out there.
I figured they just had that numb thing going on. They were trying to get their legs unnumb.
Oh, because they've been hunkered down there.
See, I thought they were kind of like a somewhat covering it up like a cat would do.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that when they
it really doesn't. Just like kicking grass on it or something.
Yeah, if that's what they're going for, they have terrible aim.
Okay, so there's a reason why you have some folks that have dogs and cats and reasons why you don't. Main reason people don't have dogs.
They're just not good people.
All right. The main reason was unsuitable living conditions.
Right.
So they can't walk the dog. They don't have a backyard or something. That's one of the reasons why they don't have a dog. There's something else, too, and I can't find it.
Because I'm always on the go.
Okay, yeah.
I like to be able to just up and go to a friend's and spend a weekend without having to come back home. And I miss my Daisy, but I'm not ready for another one.
Significant time commitment it requires is a reason why they don't have a dog.
Also, the cost. I mean, they cost a fortune.
Yeah, they can. My wife and I talked about it, and she's like, do you think we'll ever not have dogs? And I'm like, I don't know why we wouldn't. We just like having dogs. It's just extra little cheerful family members.
Well, 56% of people have a cat or a dog. Cat ownership is more common than dog ownership globally.
That's because you can leave a cat there for a week and just throw some water down.
Not a week.
Cats are pretty much, they go find their own
weekend,
stuff.
Maybe.
And two main reasons people don't have cats, they don't want their furniture damaged.
Yeah. And I just don't want someone around that treats me like crap and uses all my stuff. I already got two teenagers. I don't need a cat to do it, too.
But have you noticed, though, if you have cats, and I've had them before, they have leave their fur and stuff all over your couch, and you come home, there's a hole in your couch. I'm like, why did you do that? And they're like,
you had a hole in your floor.
I did. That was a dog.
Yeah.
I was going to say, dogs do that. I fostered a dog who chewed a hole through the corner of my wall. You know, the metal.
I got friends.
Corner.
They ate the friggin' walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And then finally, 32% of pet parents say they feel guilty about leaving their dogs or cats alone.
And that makes sense because you do feel bad. They're sitting there all alone. Good thing with dogs is dogs just usually sleep. And I think cats, too.
And they're so happy when you come home.
Yeah, but, you know, you feel bad when you've had a party at your house, and after everybody leaves and you go to bed, and the next morning you wake up looking for your dog, and she's still outside.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot to bring her in.
I've done that before. I told y'all the story where I was looking for Otis. I'm like, we couldn't find him, went down the street everywhere. He got locked in the pantry. And I'm like, thank goodness. I thought we'd lost our dog.
And he didn't say a peep. He was like, look at all these snacks. Yeah. I'll never find me.
I opened the door, and he has little paws up there just, you know, eating Lay's potato chips.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it is the season of the year that we watch more scary movies than any other time of year possible. It would kind of be weird in December to be watching scary movies, if you think about it.
Well,
weirder than in October.
Well, I mean, you got Christmas in July, and then Hallmark Channel pumps out those Christmas movies during July.
And they're scary.
Yeah.
I'm confused now, but they surveyed 2,000 Americans and found that 2 out of 3 people saw their first scary movie before they were 11 years old. And it also found that we watch about 5 scary movies during October.
Oh, wow.
Now, 11 years old is young to be watching your first scary movie, but it happens.
Yep.
It happened to me when I was a kid. My dad was out of town, and my mom wanted to watch this TV movie called Gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
And it had these things that lived under these caves on the coast of California, and they would like fly and land on the roof of the car, and mm-hmm. it was terrifying. My mom ended up sleeping in the room with me. I was a little kid, and I think she was in there as much for her as for me. But looking back on it, I don't know what my mom was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, what's she doing letting a little fifth grader watch a movie with all this scary crap in it?
I know that my wife, she said, and I actually asked her about this a while ago, she was telling me the other night, yeah, I watch scary movies. My mom and dad let me watch scary movies. Before, like 10 or 11, she watched Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm like, so that's what's wrong with you.
Like, I think I was 7 when my dad let me watch Exorcist.
What?
I came downstairs and it was on, and my mom was like, Kenny, turn it. And he's like, nope, it's already on. His damage is done. So I just sat down and watched it.
Your dad doesn't think very logically. The damage is done. No, a tiny sliver of damage was done.
No, because it was the scene where she was coming down the stairs backwards.
Oh.
And that's one of the worst scenes. So at that point, might as well finish it.
But what makes you think it's going to mess a kid up to watch a scary movie?
They're going to have nightmares for a while.
Well, you know, I mean, that's life.
As a parent, you want a good night's sleep, and you don't want that kid going, Dan, I'm scared.
I forget how old my nephew was when my brother let him watch Halloween.
Oh, my.
Then next Halloween, he dressed up like Michael Myers. Oh. I think I have the picture in the office.
My father-in-law came in, and he's watching Chucky with my son when he was a toddler. He's like not even able to say all his words yet, and he's watching some toy kill people. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, but that one isn't even scary.
It is if you're a toddler.
No, it never made sense to me.
What? Okay.
Chucky is a doll. Annabelle is a scary doll.
Oh, so suddenly it makes sense to you now.
Annabelle is scary. Chucky was
terrifying if you're a kid.
I'll be honest, I'm scared of the Addams Family movies.
That little hand.
Yeah.
He does get a little creepy sometimes.
Thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Cousin Ed. I mean,
that's what I call my hand.
You know, and I do, I think, well, we watch, have you seen, is it Hubie or Hubby?
Halloween.
No. Hubie Halloween. Yeah, that's right. With Adam Sandler.
I don't think I have. I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I've seen that.
Okay.
Only Hawk could tell you, no, you're wrong when you were right.
I just don't think it's going to be a scary movie with Adam Sandler.
No. It was not. It's because there's a lot of scary movies that are not scary that's kind of kid appropriate. Right. And that was one that just came out a few years back, and it was fun. So, you know, we kind of watched it as a family.
I love scary movies. I watch a lot. I've watched two in the last couple of days. And last weekend, I'm out of town. We laid up in the hotel. They had Friday the 13th and Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street marathon both days.
And that's great if you don't have, like, you know, fifth graders with you.
Oh, they'll be fine.
I mean, for me, I don't even like to watch the trailers. Like that girl crawling out at the TV and all that stuff.
The Ring.
Mm-hmm. I'm like that. I get scared. Oh, I'm like, I turn off the trailer midway through it.
It's so interesting. My husband doesn't like them either.
Yeah,
and I made him, he finally was like, I'll watch one scary movie with you. And so I chose The Conjuring, which was not good for his entry level movie.
Nah,
and he was under the blanket most of the movie.
I'll be honest, Madea Boo. That's scary.
Anything with Madea in it's scary.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like, now my son for some reason likes scary movies, but he's 17. I mean, he's old enough to watch a scary movie. But there are some of them out there that just absolutely wreck you if you're a little kid.
I agree, yeah.
And Cato, you talk like someone who's not a parent, because you don't. It sounds fine to you to say, oh, they'll be fine, toughen them up. But when you're the one who has to deal with them every night for the next month.
I give them character.
No, it takes away your character because you ain't getting any sleep.
I watched them as a kid and ain't nothing wrong with me.
Oh, my God, that's proof enough right there.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
59% of all women think that they actually wear the pants in the family.
Well, I really think you look better in a dress.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
You think so?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's those little yoga pants, because I prefer them to wear those little yoga pants, because a guy wearing yoga pants, it looks kind of weird, don't it? You see guys sometimes?
I prefer to see him in that. If I'm going to have to see him in pants, the yoga pants are the ones.
Yeah. But have you seen a guy in yoga pants?
No.
Those tight, tight pants?
That's stupid.
Yeah. I don't think they're considered. Are they yoga pants? But I know guys wear those tight ones to work out.
Okay. I would say for you, Tom, I would say that you wear the pants in your family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just talking to you throughout the years.
Oh, really? So you're just taking my word for it?
Uh-huh. No, I think he makes us think that.
Okay.
But behind closed doors, I think she's probably got a lot more say than what he lets
on. She's got his number and makes him do stuff, and he didn't even know it.
Okay, that's where you got it just barely wrong. You said make him do stuff. That's what makes my wife so brilliant, is she convinces me at some point that it's my idea. But she never goes and hits me head on with, like, I'm in charge. She always makes me feel like I'm still in charge. So that's the secret, ladies.
I guess so,
yeah. You can't take your man's man away from him, his manness, right. Manhood. You got to still let him feel like he's in charge.
You just got to be careful wearing the pants in the family.
I just say don't wear them. Wear the dress and use that.
Okay.
Just trick him.
That's kind of what I was saying.
So, for me, you know, my marriage is still kind of new. We're trying to figure that out right now.
Wow. If you're still figuring it out, she's already figured it out.
Yeah, she probably has. Probably has. Tori, you wear the pants in the family, or does John?
I don't 100% know what that means. Like, does one person make all the calls?
No, but usually one person has got the lion's share. They're the leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably John. He's smart. He's capable. Pretty much whatever he says, I'm like, all right.
Like with all the finances and stuff like that, you kind of let him handle that stuff. Or unless it's like shopping on Amazon. Yeah. That's different. That ain't handling finances in a good way.
There's a difference in handling finances and hiding.
Yeah, finances. Expenses.
Or causing it.
I handle it by hiding it.
All right. But there's other areas maybe where you wear the pants in the family.
Maybe. I don't want to make decisions. I don't feel like I'm great at it. So
you're
if
not.
He says...
I was just supporting you. I was, you know, agreeing with you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm with you. I'm ready for somebody to put some pants on and come over to my house.
And wear those pants.
I'm tired of adulting.
Yeah.
I'm tired of making decisions.
I'm with you.
I got trees still down in my backyard and there's no damage, so I'm just going to leave them there. There's going to be a tourist attraction.
That's the thing. I've married someone who's perfectly capable and he's bright, so I'm like, why would I step in?
That's why my wife says the same thing.
But see, I need to learn what Jamie does, and I'm trying my best, but it's so hard. But that's adulting right there. That's marriage.
But you see, like, sometimes when people are out shopping, you see her wearing the pants, like, bossing him around, telling him what to do. And
well, he's got her purse and all her bags while she's shopping, sitting out there waiting for her to come back out.
Well,
man, let me go put these in the car, honey. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And if that works for your relationship, that's got all of them are different. So I'm not about to judge anyone. I feel like we're still figuring it out every day. But for us, I'm like, let's just do whatever you say.
I judge people. I'm going to be honest. You're standing there with all those bags and you're being like, yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear. I'm going to judge that.
But what does it matter? That person don't care about what you think. He only cares about what she thinks.
She's buying him something probably.
She's spending his money.
But honestly, I don't want to shop. Like you were saying, you went on a trip with your friends and they won't go shop and you don't want to shop.
Oh,
guys don't want to shop.
No, I'm not for sunglasses at Isle of Palms. I'm just like, y'all go on. I'm going to climb back in bed. I need another nap.
But that has been the most brilliant marriage hack I've ever discovered.
What do you mean?
If I go shop and I bring him home like a little treat, like a cookie or a soda or whatever else, it can be something small like that, I don't get in as much trouble for my shopping.
Right. Honey, I brought you a Cinnabon home.
Yes.
Now that would work on me, too.
That is a great idea. You are sneakier than you think.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You'll almost be as good as Jamie soon.
Call my wife and give her that one.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's so many things to distract us right now from what's really going on. Of course, we had the storm that came through. We've got all kinds of different things with politics going on right now. But what's the real news that's being hidden from us? Some people say the Puff Daddy files are the big deal that no one's aware of right now. If you think about it, Puff Daddy is almost up there with Jeffrey Epstein. He's accused of having parties where all kinds of horrible things went on with lots of A-list celebrities in attendance, and they are all scrambling right now that Puff Daddy has been arrested and charged, that they're afraid they're going to end up in the spotlight with some less than savory and perhaps even criminal activities.
I think he's dropped the uff.
The puff of uff? It's just Puff Daddy?
P. Diddy.
Oh, P. Diddy.
I thought he went back.
Did he? I don't know.
I think he's Mr. Combs in court
Sean
right
Combs.
Now.
Ain't he just Diddy? What's going on?
Some people said he's done. Yeah. So, but yeah, he's got a tough situation here. And the big question is whether he's going to not kill himself like Jeffrey Epstein did and kill himself.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, that's how they make a lot of this stuff go away, a convenient suicide or some kind of disastrous accident, because there's so many people that can go down from this.
And I'm curious because there's a victim from all of this who's been speaking out, and her name is Allie Carter, and she has been dropping names. She has been giving explicit details of what happened, and I am worried for her safety because of all this.
Yeah,
maybe by doing that, it makes her safer because she's the one who's is like, okay, if something happens to her, it'd be very suspicious. So is she named any names of anyone that we care about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Do you know the
names? I will not be sharing them because I'm not about to get on that hit list.
Well, where do you get this information?
Her videos. She's been, and oh gosh, it is so, if what she's saying is true, it goes so far deeper than Hollywood. That's just scratching the surface.
We won't have any movies or any music.
No.
Because everybody, okay.
I would like agencies. That because I get so tired of these public celebrities telling us who to vote for and what to do. And then you find out they're horrible, rotten, way worse people than the average person anyway. And why did we listen to them?
Well,
why would we?
I did see where Puff Daddy or P. Diddy or Diddy's mama came out and said he's not that kind of person.
Right. She's the last one to know.
Moms.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to see the good in everybody.
Well, the mom, they always say moms know everything.
Yeah.
So is she just not saying or she really didn't know everything?
I'm guessing he didn't invite her to any parties.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. She wasn't there. Just like my mom didn't know about how I partied when I was a teenager.
It's okay. She wasn't a regular mom. She was a cool mom. It's fine that she was at the parties.
That's bad if she was at the parties. And she's just as guilty as he is. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was, though.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the Allie Carter stuff right now, and she's claiming there was satanic rituals and all kinds of things.
So. Horrible. Tunnels, all kinds of stuff.
That's what I want in my house.
Okay, so I want to see all these people she was naming off here to see exactly what this is.
There's a few of them right
because,
there.
Now, here's the thing. The reason I even brought this up is right now the story is, according to Tony Busby, who's the attorney representing 120 alleged Diddy victims, I can't believe that's a sentence, But he is saying that he has had A-list celebrities already contacting him. They are paying off the people that would basically testify against them so that they don't get drug into this nightmare.
It's weird, though. There's 120 people. Why didn't they come forward years ago? I'm like, I don't understand. If there's that many victims, like, somebody speak up if something horrible like that's happening.
To be fair, Allie has been speaking up for years. She's been talking about this for a very long time. People are just now listening.
So has Corey Feldman. Mm-hmm. But nobody listened to him thinking
right.
He was crazy.
People laugh at him.
But now, are these people paying off people so they don't get charged with assault or whatever, or just to keep their name out of it, that they didn't do anything, they were just there?
Well, I mean, they're going to say the second thing. They're going to go, oh, we just don't want to be drugged through the mud, but we didn't do anything wrong. But really, could you have been at that party? And maybe you could. Maybe you could have been at the pool and had no idea what was going on in the dungeon.
Supposedly, there were tiers to these parties. And so there was a group of people who would go to the parties and have nothing to do with what would happen in basically the late night version.
Yeah.
So depending on where you were, I guess, with him, payment-wise or just friendship-wise, you got different levels.
It's kind of like Tom. When he goes to a party, you know, he's in that buffet tier, and that's pretty much where he stays the whole night.
He's the first one.
He don't even know what's going on over here, you know, the conversations that are being had.
I thought I paid y'all not to talk about this. Well, it's going to be crazy to watch what's happening. And P. Diddy has had his key to Miami Beach rescinded. They took it away from him, and they changed the locks. So that's the bad thing when these celebrities like Cosby and P. Diddy and all this, when they go bad like that, all these places that awarded them these honors suddenly have to go, oh, man, take that away.
Well, they didn't know.
Really? Because, I mean, P. Diddy, they didn't have a clue.
No.
Oh, come on. I think, like Tori said, this Allie Carter's been talking for years, and you got all these different rumors for a long time. They were gambling.
I'm just going to stick with my Tay-Tay. I know she would never do anything bad.
Oh, my gosh. I got worried because her name did pop up on something recently, and I was like, no! But then it was that supposedly her parents never let her around it, and I was like, whoo, good job, Mom and Dad.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Are you old? Do people think you're old? And can I say something without you getting upset or offended here? If you happen to maybe think or be or you are old?
If you act old.
Okay. Over half of Americans think someone who is, you want to guess?
I don't even know what you're talking about yet.
Is old. The age you're 30. Old. 30, no. Huh?
I would guess 55.
Okay.
I feel like the goalpost moves the older I get.
I'll talk about that in just a second. So, Americans 40. Think someone who is 71 is old.
Well, they're right.
You can see some feisty 70-year-olds these days. It's not like the 70-year-olds of a grandma's back in the day. They exercise. My mom stays on the go more than I do.
Right. But 32% of people say the ages between 71 and 80 are old. 18% feel 81 to 90 is old, which I would agree. And then 12% thinks you're old if you're 41 to 60.
Oh, see, and that's, I remember being a kid and I would meet 30-year-olds and I'm like, wow, they're adults. They got it together. And then I turned 30 and I'm like, I am but a teenager.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
People were more mature, I think, back then.
All right. Yeah. So 18 to 24-year-olds think someone over the age of 60 is old.
See, I can see that. But, I mean, honestly, I always thought of 65 is when you start to get old. Because that's like, I think, when retirement for a lot of people kicks in.
So does Social Security.
So 65 seems like a decent number. You're not old like going to die tomorrow old, but you're old like, all right, you're ready to get off the conveyor belt and, you know, relax.
Tired of going around the loop.
Yeah.
So kind of what you were talking about, Tori, the older you get, your perception of what is old changes. So, under 30 says that when you're 61 to 70, that makes you old. That's if you are under 30. And then 50 to 64-year-olds say that 71 to 80 is old. So, they just kind of move that bar. Yeah. When they get to it, it's like, oh, the bar has changed. I don't feel old. And you know what? My mom, you know, she's a grandmother. And she's like, gosh, my brain still tells me I'm 12.
Wow.
But I'm like, I cannot do things. I can't, you know, she has to use a walker sometimes. And It's just you feel bad for the older folks because their brain's still working properly.
I don't know about all that because I honestly have gotten to the point where I have decided to go ahead and be old. And I'm already at that stage where I just don't give a crap about things anymore.
You were old when you were 35. Like, things were going downhill then. Flat feet, IBS,
I'm not talking about that. Syndrome. I'm talking about my attitude. I just don't give a crap anymore.
Well, you've been crotchety since you were a teenager.
Ever since I've known you.
Yes, I mean, that's just you. That's in your DNA. That's not any age thing going on there.
See, that's why I get so ornery.
I saw a meme that says, I'm grown up, and by grown up means I groan when I get up.
Oh, wow.
That's how I feel now. I need to exercise more. I don't.
Well, 31% of people over the age of 70 are happy, they say, with their current age, and they don't care what younger people say about them.
You little whippersnapper.
That is a good thing, I guess, about getting older. You just don't care. Look at the clothes, you know, that the older generation kind of wears.
You say you don't care, but then you meet a kid who's like, why do you have gray hair? Why do you have wrinkles? And suddenly you care a lot.
Hey, it may not be a kid. It's like, you know, your friend that spots that first gray hair. Is that Linda? Is that a gray hair you got right there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is she being, she's being passive aggressive? I don't have any of those. What's it feel like?
Well, I don't think any of us are old yet, but I think we can see old like in our parents, and we know what's coming. And so you see it, and I think there is a key point where you suddenly realize you don't just laugh at it anymore. You're like, yeah, I'm headed there. I will be there in 20 years.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I guess that's the reality. You know, I'll be 65 and then I will be old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always wanted to watch Murder, She Wrote and Matlock.
You do that now, Kato, and you're young.
Shut up.
So most people in their 50s say they are happier now than when they were in their 40s. People in their 60s say they are happier now than when they were in their 50s. People in their 70s say they're happier now than when they were in their 60s. And people in their 80s are going,
people in their 80s are dead.
People in their 80s are saying, I like biscuits.
Well, that's even worse.
But you got any cornbread?
Cornbread and milk.
There you go.
So, I don't know. I feel like that it's more about attitude than it is about age. And I think you can be 35 and be old, and you can be 70 and be young.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of your attitude. But unfortunately, your body doesn't cooperate all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, when it starts going, that, I think, puts people's mindset into the older mindset.
And that's the most confusing thing, because you'll go from being totally normal to one day you wake up and you get out of bed and your whole body cracks and you're like, what just happened? There's no like soft little bridge to old. You just wake up one day and you're like, well, I better call the coroner.
I will say, I don't think I'm alone in this, but how many people right now have done some sort of cleanup from the storm and they have realized that they are in dire pain 2 days later because you didn't use that muscle for the last 20 years.
My back is still sore from cleaning out just debris out of my front yard, not to mention the two trees I've yet to touch in my back.
My arms are dead from having to cut limbs.
Hey, just from bending over and tying my shoe, I can pull my back out sometimes. I'm like, what happened there?
Bless.
Well, you ain't old until it's, you know what? Age is a number. Age is a number. That's what they
always
say.
That's a lie. It's like you get old. I mean, you can try to fight it.
It's not a lie. Age is a number.
Age is a number. Yeah, whatever your age is, it's a number.
It's a number.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm starting to get angry and ornery.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.